愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all。
我们来看帖撒罗尼前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2。
帖撒罗尼前书的第二章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 2。
第二章的十三节。
Chapter 2, verse 13. For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God with which you have heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe.
这里保罗为帖撒罗尼迦的信徒在感谢神。
So here, Paul thanks God on behalf of the members of the Thessalonica.
那他感谢什么？
What is he thankful for?
在十三节里面有三次提到神的道。
So it is mentioned three times the word of God in this verse.
也就是帖撒罗尼迦信徒他们能够领受神的道。
So the members of Thessalonica were able to receive the word of God.
那就是下面说不是以为人的道，乃是神的道。
And they welcomed it not as the word of men, but as the word of God.
所以在这一节圣经节里面，把道分作两类。
So this verse categorizes two types of word.
一个叫做人的道。
One is the word of men.
一个叫做神的道。
And the other is the word of God.
如果我们看真耶稣教会的教义。
If we look at the teachings of the True Jesus Church,
我们教会有一个使命，就是要恢复使徒时代的教会。
We have a mission to return to the Church of the Apostolic Times.
那使徒时代的教会就记载在《使徒行传》。
And the Apostolic Churches are recorded in the Book of the Apostles.
怎么建立，然后怎么传扬。
And asks how the churches were established and how the church spread.
那在《使徒行传》里面，我们看到有三件事情从头一直到尾一直连贯下去。
And we see three paths in the book of Acts.
一个就是神的名。
One, the movement, the passage of the Spirit.
那第二个就是神的灵。
God's Spirit.
第三个就是神的道。
And God's Word.
所以使徒一辈子。认真在传就是传神的道。
So apostles dedicated their lives to preaching God's word.
那我们教会要复兴使徒时代的教会，就是复兴使徒时他们当初所传的神的道。
So if our mission is to revitalize the church of the apostolic times, then we need to preach what they preached.
这里说他们能够分别这是不是人的道，乃是神的道。
So they were able to separate what is the word of men.
那神的道跟人的道最大的差别在哪里？
What's the biggest difference between the word of God and the word of men?
人的道就是人发明的一套道理。
So the word of men was invented by men.
那神的道就是从神来的一套道理。
But the word of God comes from God.
有时候我们在图书馆里面看到，哇，这么多的书。
Whenever we go to the library, we may marvel at how many books are there.
这个书里面就是在讲道。
The books speak of a word.
那这么多的书就是分作两类。
There are so many types of books, but we can categorize them into two categories.
一个就是神的道，一个就是人的道。
And one is the word of God, and the other is the word of men.
那我们就知道说，在这个世界上对神的道能够明白的实在是不多。
And there are not many who can truly understand the word of God.
那有的人一辈子花了好几十年的时间就是在研究人的道。
People may dedicate their entire lives to trying to understand the word of men.
那我们现在来教会就是来学习神的道。
We come to church to study the word of God.
那神的道到底对我们会有什么不同？
And what's different about this word of God?
那我们从使徒行传来看当初使徒传那个神的道对他们有什么影响。
So let's look into the book of Acts to see what effect the word of God had on the believers.
我们现在看使徒行传的二第五章。
Let's look at the book of Acts chapter 5.
使徒行传的第五章。
Acts chapter 5.
第五章的二十节。
Chapter 5 verse 20. Verse 20. Go stand in the temple and speak to all the people, all the words of this life.
这个地方 记载、啊、当时、啊、彼得被关到监牢里面。
So this passage records what happened when Peter was put in prison.
啊、但是在十九节、啊、主的使者、啊、夜间开监门领他们出去。
And in verse 19, but at night an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out.、
啊、那出去要做什么？
And why did he bring them out?
你们站在殿里把生命的道讲给百姓听。
So that they can go stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life.
所以当初使徒在传福音的时候，那个道叫做生命的道。
So the apostles at that time preached the words of this life.
哦，那为什么道这么宝贵呢？因为它跟生命有关系。
And why is the word so precious? It is because it is connected to life.
啊，如果今天有哪一个医生能够发明一套道理，让你能够活得很老，我想大家都觉得这是宝贝。
Now everyone would love it if a doctor one day invented a set of words that could lead to longevity.
啊，因为大家都不希望老化。
Because no one wants to age.
因为老化在下一步就是死亡。
Because after you age, you die.
啊，但是老化是没有办法避免的。
But we can't prevent aging.
啊，死亡也没有办法避免的。
We can't prevent death.
所以人活在这个世界上，随时都有一个阴影笼罩。
So there is a shadow that's always over us.
那个阴影就是死亡。
And that shadow is death.
那这个问题没有一个人的道能够解决。
And no word, no philosophy of man can solve this problem.
一直到主耶稣开始出来传福音。
Until the time that Jesus came.
啊，圣经说，那住在死荫幽谷的人有大光照耀。
That those in the valley, living in the valley of death, suddenly have a light shined upon them.
哦，所以死亡就是一个阴影。
Because death is a shadow.
那大光就是主耶稣本身。
The light is our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，那光一照，阴影就没有了。
And where the light shines, there is no shadow.
哦，所以主耶稣这个生命的光一照在我们身上，那死亡的阴影就不见了。
So Jesus Christ being the light of life, if when he shines upon us, then we no longer have the shadow of death.
哦，所以道理的可贵就是它带给我们生命。
The word is precious because it gives us life.
哦，肉体渐渐衰退，死亡是没有办法避免的。
So physically, we may fall apart and die. That's not something we can prevent.
哦，但是这个生命之道带给我们新的盼望。
But this word of life will give us hope.
啊，如果我们一生能够认识这个道
，If we can understand this word，
持守这个道
，And we can hold on to this word，
活在这个道里面
，And we can live in this word。
耶稣说：“你如果遵守我的道，你就不见死亡。”
Our Lord Jesus says, "If we abide by this word, then we will not meet death."
所以这个太宝贵了。
This is too precious.
啊，不见死亡。
To not see death.
那不见死亡是什么？就是永生。
And if we never meet death, that means we have eternal life.
这个是你图书馆里面所有的书里面读完你都找不到的。
You cannot find this in all the books in the library.
哦，但是在圣经《使徒行传》，你就看使徒传的道就是生命之道。
But you see it in the book of Acts. It is the word of life that the apostles preached.
哦，所以今天给人最大的爱是什么？
So where is the greatest source of love?
就是把生命的道传给他。
The greatest source of love is for us to preach this word to others.
好，我们现在看啊，《使徒行传》的十三章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 13.
啊，《使徒行传》的十三章。
Acts chapter 13.
十三章的四十六节。
Acts chapter 13, verse 46. Verse 46. Then Paul and Barnabas grew bold and said, It was necessary that the word of God should be spoken to you first, but since you rejected it and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, behold, we turn to the Gentiles.
47.
Verse 47. For so the Lord has commanded us, I have set you as a light to the Gentiles that you shall be for salvation to the ends of the earth.
48.
Now when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as had been appointed to eternal life believed. 49. And the word of God was being spread throughout all the region.
这个地方记载保罗他们传福音。
So this passage records how Paul preached the gospel.
在十三章的第十四节。
In chapter 13, verse 14,
这个地方讲保罗来到比西底的安提厄，在安息日里面就在那里传福音。
It says that they had reached Antioch in Pisidia, and on the Sabbath day they began to preach the gospel.
那当初他们传福音的对象主要是犹太人。
And originally they had preached to the Jews.
因为在旧约时代啊，犹太人是神的选民。
Because the Jews were the chosen people of God in the Old Testament times.
但是这些犹太人他不接受，反而逼迫了使徒。
But these Jews not only did not accept the gospel, they began to persecute Jesus.
好像说这个人传的道你不愿意接受，那不愿意接受就没有事情了。
If you don't accept a person's preaching, you could just not accept it and move on.
但是四十六节就在讲拒绝神的道，到底发生什么事情？
But in verse 46, it records what happened. Not only did they reject the gospel,
神的道先讲给你们。
That they said, the word was first spoken to you.
但是你们拒绝这个道，就断定自己不配永生。
But since you reject it and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life,
所以这个道跟永生是画在一起的。
So the word and everlasting life are connected.
如果接受这个道，你就有永生。
If you accept the word, then you will have eternal life.
如果你不接受这个道，你就是拒绝永生。
If you reject the word, then you reject life.
所以福气就在我们前面。
So the blessing is right before us.
但是我们自己要做选择。
But we have to make the choice.
我愿意不愿意接受这个道。
Are we willing to accept the word?
那接下去呢？
And then what follows?
如果我们看回来看四十六节下面。
So looking at the end of verse 46.
我们就转向外邦人去。
And so behold, we turn to the Gentiles.
到了四十八节。
Verse 48.
凡预定得永生的都信了。
And they were glad and glorified, as many as were appointed to eternal life believed.
所以神要给他永生的这一些人他就信了，信的彼得保罗他们所传这个神的道。
So those who were appointed to eternal life believed the word that was being preached by Paul and the apostles.
那在四十七节。
Verse 47.
我已经立你做外邦人的光。
I have set you as a light to the Gentiles.
这个光是什么？
What is the light?
这个光就是生命。
The light is life.
那这个光就是神的道。
This light is the word of God.
所以领受神的道。接受人就活在光里面。
So if you receive the word of God and accept it, then you will live in the light of God.
因此人领受神的道就是从黑暗进到光明。
And when we receive the word of God, then we leave the darkness and enter light.
黑暗有什么盼望？
Where's hope in darkness?
没有盼望。
There is no hope.
光明有什么盼望？
Where's hope in light?
光明充满着盼望，因为它就是永生。
Light is full of hope because it is eternal.
这是第一个圣经里面讲生命之道神的道就是生命之道。
So this is the first instance of how the word of God is life.
那我们现在回来看使徒行传的十三章。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 13.
使徒行传的十三章。
Acts chapter 13.
十三章的三十八节。
Verse 38.Verse 38, therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins. 39, and by him, everyone who believes is justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses.
这个三十八节就讲赦罪之道是由这个人传给你们。
So verse 38 says that through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins.
这个人是谁？主耶稣。
This man is Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣传的道是赦罪之道。
So Jesus Christ preached the word for the forgiveness of sins.
罪是什么？
And what is sin?
圣经里面告诉我们罪就是病。
The Bible tells us that sin is a sickness.
我们大家都有体验生病是很辛苦的。
It is very difficult when we get sick.
那人如果被罪捆绑这跟生病一样是很辛苦的。
When we are bound by sin, it is as though we have gotten sick.
啊，那病如果再严重，到最后就是死。
And a severe illness could lead to death.
所以，人的罪如果没有办法解决，到最后就是死。
So if we can't solve this problem of sin, the conclusion will be death.
哦，但是这个罪要怎么解决呢？
But how do we solve this problem of sin?
哦，世界上的人的道没有办法解决罪的问题。
No word of man can solve this problem of sin.
啊，为什么？
Why?
因为人本身，每个人都活在罪里面。
Because human beings all live in sin.
啊，所以没有一个人能够解决罪。
No one can solve this problem of sin.
啊，但是赦罪之道是从主耶稣来的。
But the law of the word that is the forgiveness of sin comes from God.
啊，所以如果我们看到一个人生活被罪所捆绑。
So when we see someone who is bound by sin.
啊，你看要怎么帮助他？
How do we help them?
这个罪啊，从最小的抽烟、醉酒。
From simple sins like drinking or smoking.
啊，再深一点就是人很容易生气。
Or bad tempers.
啊，再深一点就是人的心充满着恨。
Or hatred that fills their hearts.
啊，再深一点就是人好像说沉迷在赌博里面。
Or someone who is in the depths of addiction.
啊，这个都是罪。
That's all sin.
啊，所以这个会让人活在很痛苦的生活里面。
And these sins will lead to great suffering in the person's life.
啊，本来家庭生活应该是很幸福的。
Because family life should be wonderful.
哦，但是因为有罪。
But because of sin.
所以夫妻没有办法相处。
Couples cannot get along.
哦，两代之间没有办法相处。
Generations cannot get along.
一个很温暖的家庭啊，变成一个非常不温暖的地方。
A warm family can become a cold place.
啊，谁能够解决罪？
Who can solve the problem of sin?
啊，一直到我们认识了主耶稣。
Until the day that we come to know Jesus Christ.
我们就知道，只要我们照着他的道理去做，我们就可以解决罪。
Then we will know that so long as we follow his word, then we can solve this problem of sin.
啊，因为这个罪啊，最严重的后果就是跟神的关系切断。
Because the ultimate result of sin is a breaking of our relationship with God.
哦，我们生活有一个秘诀。
There's a secret to life.
就是我们有一个父亲。
Is that we have a father.
他就是天上的神。
And that he is the God in heaven.
我们来看雅各书讲了一段话。
雅各书。Let's look at the book of James.
Yeah, 雅各书第一章。
It's James chapter 1.
啊，第一章的十六节。
James chapter 1 verse
17
and 17. Verse 16. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning.
哦，这个十六节要讲，不要看错了。
Verse 16 begins, do not be deceived.
哦，如果一个人哦，跟你讲说啊，信耶稣这个没有用了。
So if someone tells you that there's no point in believing in Jesus Christ,
有时候我常常会听人这样讲啊，慕道朋友啊，这个没有用了，最有用什么？多赚一点钱。
I often hear this from truth seekers. There's no point believing in Christ, but the main point is that we need to make more money.
如果我们相信了，我们就被骗了，英文说被骗了。
If we believe this, then that means we are getting deceived.
人生最宝贵的就是这个道。
Because what is most precious in our life is the word.
啊，为什么这个道把罪拿掉，我们就跟我们的父亲建立关系。
The word gets rid of our sin so that we can establish a relationship with our heavenly father.
那为什么这个关系这么重要？
Why is this relationship so important?
如果看十七节。
Because in verse 17,
这里讲啊，美善的恩赐，全备的赏赐是从上头来的。
Because every good gift and every perfect gift is from above.
哦，然后他是众光之父。
From the Father of lights.
啊，所以从神来是美的，从神来是善的。
Because everything that comes from the Father is beautiful and good.
啊，从神来是光明的。
Everything that comes from God is light.
哦，所以有时候我们心呢，深入这个世界。
So when we sometimes put ourselves in the depths of this world,
我们啊常常就没有有时间就花在这个社会新闻上面。
When we immerse ourselves in the news of the day,
哦，那我们就发现我们不会快乐。
We may find that we feel no joy.
啊，为什么？因为这个世界里面充满着罪，所以都是负面的。
Why? Because the world is full of sin, so everything is negative.
啊，但是从神来是好的、善的，是光。
But everything that comes from God is light, is good.
啊，所以如果一个人他的心要充满着光明，充满着美善，他只有一条路可以走，回来找神。
So if we want light and love in our hearts, then there's only one path to take, and that is to seek God.
哦，那神借着这个道解决我们的罪。
So God through the Word solves our problem of sin.
我们跟神的关系非常的亲密。
Then we can have an intimate relationship with God.
发现每天活得很好。
And we will find that we have good days.
哦，为什么？
Why?
因为我有神是我的父亲。
Because I have God as my Father.
哦，他跟我关系很好，他就住在我的里面。
He has such a good relationship with me because he lives in my heart.
那为什么这个道能够解决我们的罪？
So how is the word able to solve the problem of sin?
啊，如果我们看回来看啊，《使徒行传》十三章。
If we turn back to Acts chapter 13.
三十九节。
Acts chapter 13, verse 39.
这里讲哈，靠摩西的律法，在不得称义的事上，信靠这人就得称义了。
By him, everyone who believes is justified from all the things for which you could not be justified by the law of Moses.
律法本来是好的。
The law was good.
圣经里面没有一条律法是不好的。
There is no bad law in the Bible.
啊，但是当我们把律法读一遍，我们都是罪人。
However, once we read the law, then we realize we are all sinners.
啊，这就四条诫命，就做例子来讲。
If Ten Commandments, for example.
啊，为什么？
Why?
因为人有罪性，所以好的行不出来。
Because we have a sinful nature, we cannot do the good.
哦，所以不得称义。
And we are not justified.
哦，那人的希望在哪里呢？
So where is our hope?
哦，人的称义就是现在有一个救恩。
We can be justified because we have salvation.
哦，借着这个道理，我们相信耶稣就得称义。
Through our belief in the word and when we follow Christ, then we will be justified.
哦，那称义了，我们跟神的关系就建立起来。
And once we are justified, then we can establish a relationship with God.
啊，我们的罪得赦免。
And our sins will be forgiven.
哦，所以这个道本身啊是非常的宝贵，能够解决人所没有办法解决罪的问题。
The word is precious. It can solve this problem of sin that we cannot deal with ourselves.
啊，有时候。人如果有问题，你去看辅导的专家。
So when humans face problems, sometimes we may seek a therapist.
辅导专家可以给你很多的建议。
They can offer many suggestions.
但是有一个建议他讲不出来。
But there is one suggestion that they cannot say.
怎么解决我的罪性？
How to solve my sinful nature?
这个不是人能够解决的。
This is not a problem that humans can solve.
但是要解决这个罪性，就回到这里。因为这是赦罪之道。
To solve the problem of sin, it is requires us coming back to the Word.
那我们再来看《使徒行传》十四章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 14.
《使徒行传》的十四章。
Acts chapter 14.
十四章的第三节。
Acts chapter 14, verse 3.Verse 3. Therefore, they stayed there a long time, speaking boldly in the Lord, who was bearing witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands.
这个地方讲啊，依靠主放胆讲道，然后主借着他们的手施行神迹奇事，证明他的恩道。
Speaking boldly in the Lord, who was bearing witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands.
如果我们身上有神的恩典，
if we have God's grace in us,
虽然生活会遇到很多的困难，
even though we may face difficulties in life,
但是你发现困难一个一个可以解决，
but we can solve each difficulty.
为什么？因为我们身上有神的恩典。
Why? Because we have God's grace upon us.
那如果我们没有神的恩典，会活得很辛苦。
If we do not have God's grace upon us, then life will be very difficult.
因为我们的一生要变化，什么变化？这个没有办法掌控的。
Because we have no control to what happens.
你什么时候要失业？我怎么知道？
How would I know when I'll lose my job?
哦，我们什么时候失去健康，我怎么知道
？How would I know when I'll lose my health？
我们要什么时候失去我们家人，我怎么知道
？How will I know when I'll lose my family？
哦，所以人的前面我们自己没有办法掌控的。
We have no control what is before us。
啊，但是如果我们有神的恩典
，But if we have God's grace，
在每一个困难，神的恩典就可以带领我们超过那个困难。
God's grace can help us overcome every challenge before us。
啊，那问题是，我要怎么才能够得到神从神来的恩典
？What do we need to do to receive God's grace？
这里就告诉我们。
Here it tells us。
主，这些门徒去传福音。
The apostles went out to preach the gospel。
然后，主借着他们的手施行神迹奇事。
God used their hands to grant signs and wonders.
那证明神的恩道。
To bear witness to the word of His grace.
啊，所以道跟神的恩典是连在一起的。
So the word and God's grace are interconnected.
啊，所以一个人如果接受这个道理，然后照这个道理来生活，神的恩典自然就临到。
When a person receives God's words and lives according to His word, then God's grace will naturally fall upon him.
哦，所以世界上最有智慧的人，就是他去追求这个道啊，然后一直进到这个道里面来生活。
So the wisest person is one who receives God's word and lives according to the word.
好，我们先来看马可福音。
Let's turn to the book of Mark.
啊，马可福音的第16章
Mark chapter 16、
马可福音16章
Mark chapter 16、
16章的20节
Mark chapter 16 verse 20 And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen.
这里讲门徒去传福音。
The apostles here are preaching the gospel.
那神用神迹奇事证实所传的道。
And the Lord uses accompanying signs to confirm the word.
哦，所以使徒走到那里，神迹奇事就跟到那里。
So signs and miracles happen wherever the apostles preached.
啊，那这个神迹奇事第一个就是帮神要帮我解决我们的困难。
And signs and wonders solve our problems.
哦，那第二个就是证明这个道是从神来的。
And signs and wonders also confirm the word of God.
哦，那今天使徒传的道就是我们在教会里面所传的道。
Today we preach the word that the apostles preached.
哦，所以有的人他来相信这个道。
And some people will come to believe in this word.
他发现他很多的问题啊，很自然就解决。
And discover that the problems that they've had before them suddenly resolve themselves.
哦，为什么？因为这个是一个恩道。
Why? Because this is the word of grace.
哦，这是非常的宝贵。
This is precious.
哦，生活充满神的恩典。
When we are filled with God's grace.
所以我们在教会里面呢，差不多每一个人都有见证。
And all of us will have testimonies.
这很宝贵啊。
This is precious.
哦，为什么
？Why?
因为我们接受的是恩道。
Because we receive the word of grace.
好，那我们现在再来看，使徒行传的20章。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传的20章。
Acts chapter 20.
20章的31节
Acts chapter 20 verse 31 Therefore watch and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears 32 So now brethren I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
我们在使徒行传里面看到保罗住最久的一个地方是以弗所，他住了三年。
So Paul stayed at Ephesus for the longest period of time, for 3 years.
那这三年昼夜不住的流泪劝诫你们，用什么？用神的道来劝诫他们。
And day and night he did not cease.To encourage them using God's word.
虽然你头脑里面有一堆世界上的道理
Even though we may have all sorts of worldly philosophies in our head,
但是那不是最重要的。
That's not the most important.
最重要是你的头脑要被神的道充满。
What matters most is if our minds are filled with the Word of God.
我们的一生会有很彻底的改变。
Then we will make complete transformations.
那接下去呢？保罗要离开，要怎么办呢？
Now Paul is about to leave, so what is he to do?
下面32节
，Verse 32，
我把你们交托神的神和他恩惠的道。
I commend you to God and to the word of His grace.
然后这道能够建立你们
，which is able to build you up.
所以这个道能够建立我们，
this,
建立我们的信仰。
This word is able to build up our faith.
所以有时候我们常常发现一个人先受洗他接下去。他的灵性要怎么建立呢？
So when someone comes and receives baptism, we often think about how they will build, should build their faith.
只要有两件事情我们能够带领这个人去做，他的信仰就会一直在进步。
So as long as we are able to guide them to do two things, then their faith will improve.
第一个，过祈祷的生活。
First is to live a life of prayer.
得圣灵，被圣灵充满。
To receive the Holy Spirit and fill, be filled with the Spirit.
第二个。
Second.
他愿意来。不断的追求道理
，to continually seek God's word。
所以一个人如果不断的追求道理，然后再加上不断的祷告
，so if a person continually seeks God's word and never ceases their prayer，
我们就可以看到这个人的灵性好像从小孩子这样越来越大，越来越长大。
Then we will see how this person's faith will grow from infancy to an adulthood。
所以过了几年，你再遇到这个信徒，哇，他成长好快。
And we might see them a few years later and marvel at how they have grown.
那为什么会成长？
And why have they grown?
他很注重祷告，他很注重道理的追求。
Because they value the pursuit of the word and their prayer.
所以要建立一个人的信仰，就是要借着这个道，我们人才能够建立起来。
So establishing one's faith requires pursuing the word.
那32节。
Verse 32.
交托神和他恩惠的道。
I commend you to God and to the word of His grace.
所以我们一个人如果懂得遵行神的道，神的恩典会跟随着这个人。
So when a person knows how to follow the word, then God's grace will follow him.
所以，有的信徒来到美国非常的突出。
And some people have been very successful moving to the U.S.
但是他很忧虑他的下一代。
But they worry about their next generation.
因为我的下一代看起来都很普通啊。
Because they seem so average.
那很普通，怎么在这个社会生存呢？
How can they survive in the society?
我听到一个信徒给另外一个信徒建议。
And so I once heard a member suggest to another member.
我来到美国，我什么都是普通的。
When I came to the U.S., everything was average.
我的读的学校也是普通的。
I studied at an average school.
我的能力也是普通的。
My skills are average.
但是我的生活真的是非常的好。
But my life has been wonderful.
那为什么一切都是普通的生活这么好呢？
So how can being average give me such a wonderful life?
神的恩典在他身上。
It is because God's grace has been upon me.
那为什么神的恩典会在这个人身上呢？
And why has God's grace been upon this person?
因为他很认真追求道，行道。
Because this person has zealously followed the word.
圣经说要献十一捐。
The Bible tells us to offer tithe.
这个是恩典的道。
This is a word of grace.
不要把献十一捐当作是一种纳税。
Do not think of tithe as a form of taxation.
献十一捐是恩典的道。
We offer tithe as a sign of grace.
所以如果我们真的努力去做
，So if we do this,
我们在很多的事情上会蒙福。
We will be blessed in many things.
所以人刚刚信主的时候，想说哦，信耶稣要献十一捐。
So when a person first comes to believe and think, wow, and I have to pay tithe.
我的预算很少啊。
I don't have much money to work with.
我再献十一捐，就是钱更少了。
I'll have even less money if I offer tithe.
这个是人用他的头脑去想。
And that is how most humans think.
100减掉10等于90。
100 minus 10 leaves me with 90.
这是人的算数。
That is how humans calculate.
但是这个是恩典的道。
However, this is the word of grace.
100减掉10，可能等于110。
Because 100 minus 10 could give you 110.
但是这需要信心。
But that requires faith.
这个是恩典的道理，你信吗？
Do you believe in this word of grace?
如果你信，
If you believe,
我们去做，
then do it.
恩典就跟着这个道来。
And grace will follow.
安息日也是一样啊。
Sabbath is likewise.
如果我们安息日愿意休息一天，
If we are willing to rest on a Sabbath day,
我们不但得安息，我们还得福气。
Not only will we receive rest, we will also receive blessings.
你看旧约时代，他们走在旷野路上。
During the Old Testament times, the people wandered in the wilderness.
每一天多捡的都烂掉。
Every day, what they collected will end up rotting.
但是第六天捡双倍的份不会烂掉。
But on the sixth day, when they gathered double, it did not rot.
因为第七天没有玛纳可以捡。
Because there was no manna to collect on the seventh day.
但是神在第六天已经给他应该吃的玛纳。
Yeah, God has already given what they need on the seventh day, on the sixth day.
所以如果一个人在找工作，他有这个信心，我要找一个安息日可以来敬拜神的工作。
So when a person has the faith to look only for jobs where they can rest on Sabbath,
你就发现了，虽然配比较低啊，但是神给他的恩典远远超过你去找七天的工作。
You will find that even though maybe the salary is less, but they will be given more than if they found a job where they had to work all seven days.
这个道是恩典的道。
This is the word of grace.
问题是我信吗？
The problem is, do we believe?
如果我信，我会去做。
Because if we believe, then we will follow.
就好像人跟人的关系。
It is likewise with human relationships.
如果人跟人的关系不好，有时候是指的最亲的家人。
And we often have the worst relationships between our most intimate family members.
但是圣经里面怎么告诉我们？
But what does the Bible tell us?
恨是活在黑暗里面。
Hatred lives in darkness.
人在黑暗里面不晓得他要往哪里去。
A person dwelling in darkness does not have a direction to go.
所以一个人如果被恨充满，
So if a person is filled with hatred,
他的心充满着黑暗。
Then his heart is full of darkness.
怎么会有快平安？怎么会有喜乐呢？
How would it be possible to have joy and peace?
那恨的人他不知道往哪里去，他人生已经迷失了方向了。
A person who hates has no direction.
已经失去了目标了。
Has no goal.
那神的道是什么？
What is God's word?
爱仇敌。
God's word is to love your enemy.
要赦免仇敌。
To forgive your enemies.
要为逼迫你的祷告。
To pray for those who persecute you.
当一个人追求这个道。
When we pursue this word.
求神充满着爱。
When we ask God to fill us with love.
恨就没有了。
Then there will be no hatred.
那恨你没有了。
And once we are devoid of hatred.
我们心里就很自由，一个担子就没有了。
Then our heart is free of this burden and become free.
再来跟我们家人，跟我们最亲的人关系很好，这个是一种享受啊。
And it becomes a great joy for us to have wonderful relationships with our family.
所以圣经的道是恩典的道。
God's word is a word of grace.
有的听起来是很难做。
Some of it sounds really difficult to follow.
但是如果我们有信心把它做出来，在那一件事情我们就得福。
But if we have the faith to live accordingly, then we will be given blessings accordingly.
那侍奉神也是一样啊。
Same with our servitude.
侍奉神，有的人把它讲作是牺牲。
Some people think of servitude as a sacrifice.
真的侍奉神是牺牲吗？
Is serving God a sacrifice?
如果我们想，这是恩典的道。
If we think of it as the word of grace,
我照着圣经的教训，认真来侍奉神。
If we follow the teachings of the Bible and zealously serve the Lord,
在我们生活，神用他的恩典来满足我们。
God will satisfy our daily needs.
这是最有智慧的生活。
And that is the wisest way to live.
所以有时候我们要带领一个人就在带领他去读经。想神的话，然后把神的话行出来。
So when we want to help someone, we should guide them to study the word of God and live out the word of God and also to pray.
因为这是恩典的道。
Because this is the word of grace.
它会建立我们的信仰。
It will help us to establish our faith.
那这个神的道常常是跟神的灵连在一起。
God's word is connected to his spirit.
我们看使徒行传第十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章
Acts chapter 10
是十四节
Verse 44 Acts chapter 10 verse 44 While Peter was still speaking these words the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word
这里讲彼得还在说这个话这个话是什么
So While Peter was still speaking these words, what are the words?
就是神的道。
The word is God's word.
他正在讲神的道，圣灵就降下来了。
So as he was still speaking God's word, the Holy Spirit fell upon them.
证明他传的是神的话。
And it proves that what he spoke was God's word.
所以神的灵才会降临啊。
That is why the Holy Spirit came.
差不多两个礼拜前遇到一个弟兄。
So 2 weeks ago I met a brother.
他就在讲他的体验。
He spoke of his experience.
他第一次到教会来。
The first time he came to church.
那个讲道人在下面讲，他觉得全身在发抖。
When the speaker spoke, he felt his body shake.
圣灵已经在感动他了。
The Holy Spirit was already moving him.
哦，可能他的舌头已经开始卷动了。
His tongue may have already changed.
所以讲完道，一跪下去祷告，没有人按手，他就得圣灵。
So as soon as he knelt down to pray, even without anyone laying hands, he received the Holy Spirit.
非常奇妙。
It was miraculous.
这个道就是我们教会所传的道。
And this word is the word that we preach.
哦，有神的灵随着这个道。
God's Spirit is with the word.
那这个也是告诉我们呢。如果我们要求圣灵，
So if we want to seek the Holy Spirit,
第一个我们要用神的道来调整我们的想法。
We need to first use the word of God to adjust how we think.
当我们的想法越来越靠近圣经，我们就越来越容易得圣灵。
So as the way we think comes closer in line with the way God's word, then it will become easier for us to receive the Holy Spirit.
第二个，
Second,
用神的话来调整我们的生活。
We need to use the word of God to adjust how we live.
当我们的生活跟圣经越来越相近，
So the closer we are more aligned with God's word,
那我们得圣灵就越来越亲近了。
Easier it becomes for us to receive the Holy Spirit.
说有一个弟兄求圣灵很久求不到。
So there's a brother who prayed for a long time for the Holy Spirit.
因为他不愿意跪下来。
But he was never willing to kneel down.
那有一天他愿意跪下来，那一天他得圣灵。
The day that he was willing to kneel down was the day that he received the Holy Spirit.
不是那个跪的姿态让他得圣灵。
It wasn't because of the physical act of kneeling.
是他心里面那个心态。
But it was the attitude.
我愿意顺服。
I am willing to follow.
我愿意谦卑。
I am willing to humble myself.
所以当他的心调整跟圣经一样的时候，神的灵就降下来。
So once he adjusted himself to be in line with the Bible, then the Holy Spirit came.
所以这个神的道非常奇妙，神的灵跟着。
So God's word is miraculous and the Spirit follows.
因此我们要一生最宝贵就是能够领受这个道。
So receiving the word is what is most precious in our lives.
参天查考。
And we need to study the word.
谨守遵行。
And we need to follow the word.
所有的好处都会临到我们身上。
Then all the goods and all the benefits will come upon us.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.